Hi, Cole here, creator and narrator of The Town Whispers. It's been a long summer, but the leaves once again fall, and with autumn comes longer nights that beg for darker tales. And to fill those long, cold evenings, I've launched a brand new podcast called Tiny Terrors. Tiny Terrors is a nostalgic horror anthology series that is as fun as it is dark. Join three friends as they delve into a forgotten corner of storytelling history and bring to light the darker depths yet still hidden in those often untraveled corners. Subscribe, listen, and review Tiny Terrors wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Town Whispers is a narrative horror podcast that will tell the many stories hidden behind the rain and the fog and the trees of a town called the Fort. Events that take place in the Fort are not suitable for all listeners. Discretion is advised. A smile sat firmly planted upon her lips as she sat at her desk, making notes on her day and the work still to come. A giddy anxiousness screamed in Mother Cyprian's belly, and her legs felt jittery as the joy infected every sinewy tendon in her body. Oh, she could jump for joy. First Garrett, and then Paul. She'd waited for so long and then some, and when waiting wasn't enough, she'd forced the issue, looking for the component she needed to achieve her task, but it didn't matter what immaculate engineering went into her schemes and her plans. Nothing had worked. But sitting in her chair, at her desk in her office, encompassed by the walls of Riverside, she could see the future. The vision of it. Finally uncloaked. Visible. Possible. And within reach. Mother Cyprian rested back in her chair, tilted her chin up and closed her eyes for a moment, breathing easy, feeling all the tension leave her face. Her elbow sat heavy on the armrest as she meditated on her good fortune.
It's done.
Paul is in hand then?
Yes.
And you think he may in fact be the key?
I am positive.
How can you be so sure? Seems like an incredible stroke of luck, does it not? Improbable. Impossible, even.
As I was opening his mind, allowing me to cease consciousness, we played a little game.
Oh, is that so? And what game might that be?
I asked him to unlock that which he cannot fathom. Those blackest parts of the imagination.
Oh, how interesting. Now, don't be shy with the details. Do go on.
If he is to be the key, he must know the function of what it is to unlock that which is unknown. And he was able to imagine the thoughtless. And that is what he unlocked.
And you are sure?
I had my fingers in the very folds of his mind. I assure you, it came with such ease. The monumental task would be missed by one who did not know what it is expressly that he had accomplished. I moved him quickly. When he wakes, he could be erratic. When manipulating the mind, there's no telling the consequence.
Oh, that is devilish, Dr. Avery. Wherever do you find such wretched friends, Mother Cyprian?
A look of betrayed confidence flickered across Dr. Avery's face as he looked from Jacob to Mother Cyprian and back again. Jacob simply stared back at Dr. Avery, unflinching and donning a toothy, knowing grin.
Oh, you can relax, Dr. Avery. Jacob here is a part of our quest as well. It was unnecessary for the two of you to meet until now, but you each have a dog in the fight, as it were, and I will need to rely on your coordination from here on out.
Oh, how lovely to make your acquaintance.
I'm sure it would be.
Come now, Dr. Avery. If we are to accomplish our goals, we are going to need to rely on one another from now on.
Dr. Avery stared intently with the eyes of a dead fish, betraying no emotion and unmoving as they stayed glued on the tiller.
And you, Jacob, tell me, have you primed Mr. Franklin?
One could say I tilled the mind and set the seeds. Oh, nothing filled with quite so much violation as your doctor here. But certainly enough for Garrett Franklin to serve his purpose.
And their path to escape has been set. Yes, yes, Brigitte saw to that. Well, it seems we have the key and the catalyst. Now that they have been brought together, all we can do now is wait and watch. When the time is right, we will steer them. But for now, we must let fate guide their way.
Down in the belly of Riverside, beneath the office where Mother Cyprian, Dr. Avery, and the tiller schemed, Paul began to stir. It was a dreamless sleep. A half-sleep. A sleep for Paul to wake from and not know he'd ever slept at all. He only knew that he was cold and uncomfortable, and so he decided to open his eyes and rouse himself from that curious slumber.
Oh, God. Oh, God, I've gone blind. Hello? Hello? Anyone?
Am I dreaming?
Jesus Christ, it smells like death in here. Hello?
Am I dreaming?
Looking about, his eyes bulging from his head, trying to find his sight in a spot by which to find his bearings, Paul, with little caution for obstacles, walked towards Garrett's voice.
Excuse me? Listen, if you were dreaming, I would just say that I was real, wouldn't I?
Are you real?
With arms outstretched, Paul's hands fell on a wall. Half carved and half cavernous, it was damp to the touch.
Good God, man, wake up! How the hell did I get in here?
You don't remember either.
I just remember Dr. Avery boring me to death and standing awkwardly close to me. What the hell, though? Why am I down here?
I don't know.
Are you all right? You sound sick.
Just tired. Just so tired.
Paul's hands followed the length and the height of the wall, looking for a way through to where Garrett had been jailed. Sound couldn't travel so easily through solid rock, and Paul felt a compulsion of confidence propelling his search.
Ah, so sorry to hear that. Well, I'll be honest, I'm freaking out. I am freaking the hell out right now. Mind being tired, but also looking for a way to break down this wall?
What do you mean?
Garrett sat up, still shaking away the drowsiness of not speaking for so long and rubbing life back into his cheeks.
It's loosely stacked rock here, as if they blocked it off to create two rooms, or, I guess, cells? This is ridiculous. This is absolutely ridiculous.
I'll be honest, I didn't even look for walls. It feels so big in here. I didn't even think there were walls. Being down here for any length of time just sort of feels like drifting away.
I don't know if it's the anxious sweat dripping into my ears or the much-needed sleep you require, but I have no idea what that even means. Of course, there has to be walls.
Right.
Mind attacking this dilemma from your side?
Was that you?
Thank God that didn't take all day. Or night, or who bloody cares? What's your name?
I'm Garrett.
Were you hit on the head, Garrett? You seem a bit slow.
No, I'm fine. Just tired. I've been down here a lot longer. Not exactly ideal sleeping conditions.
All right. Well, Garrett, was it? Okay, Garrett, I've got about 5 minutes remaining.
Remaining on what?
I have 5 minutes of my adrenaline rush remaining, and then I'll be left with wobbly knees and a whole messy knot of neurotic anxiety. Do you understand?
Okay. I just
right.
Don't...
Well, how the hell do we get out of here?
No, I have
Shh.
No...
Shh! Would you be quiet already? I need to think. Do you hear that?
Hear what?
It sounds like running water. You can barely hear it. Christ, it's like someone shrunk us and stuck us in a seashell. That droning draft is disguising it.
I don't hear anything.
Can't hurt to look now, can it?
I suppose not.
All right, where are you? Reach out and see if you can grab my hand.
I don't...
Just keep waving them about. Aha! There we go. Now, don't let go. This place is dark as hell. And I'll be honest, I'm not overly fond of dark, cavernous jail cells. All right, up you get. Come on now. There we go.
My knee.
Are you hurt?
No, I just hadn't moved it in a while. My body's stiffened up.
Right. Well, nothing else to do about that now. Let's just walk it off.
I think I just need a moment.
No can do. I've got approximately 3 minutes until the adrenaline wears off, and I can assure you that I'm not nearly this decisive normally. Come on now. Right, let's see here. Aha! Just as I thought, it's the same here. Someone's blocked the opening by stacking rocks.
Wait, really?
Yes, really, but it's tight. It's going to be a squeeze, but if we can break down the cobbled wall, I think we might be able to slip through to wherever the water is running from.
What if it doesn't lead anywhere?
What do you mean?
What if it empties into an underground water basin?
Christ, you're right.
Instead of being stuck in here, we'll just be dead, drowned.
All right. Well, Garrett, was it?
Garrett, yes.
Well, Garrett, I've got roughly a minute and a half until the adrenaline wears off, and what you've just described is a dilemma for future Paul. Right now, I want to test my luck. You can follow, or you can stay. It's your choice.
Paul kicked at the rocks, which had been stacked hastily and loosely to block the small hole just barely large enough to squeeze through. As soon as the way had opened, the sound of rushing water poured through and filled the echoing chamber.
All right, then. In we go.
Ah, damn it. What the hell?
First Paul, and then Garrett. Both men knelt down onto all fours and then onto their bellies as they crawled their way into the cramped tunnel. The sides pressed in on Garrett's chest, but neither the width or the height of the tunnel dithered as they made their way.
Any sign of a way out up there?
Well, it would seem the adrenaline has officially worn off. The ground sort of just gives way and opens up into a larger cavern beneath us. It sounds like there's a pretty fast-moving water source. I'm not sure this was a good idea.
With the taste of freedom from Riverside on the tip of his tongue, Garrett's eyes were open with a wretched impulse. One which he had no intention of restraining.
My turn, I suppose.
Your turn to...
In for a penny, in for a pound.
This episode was written, directed, and narrated by Cole Weavers, with sound production and editing by Harlan Guthrie, and mixing and mastering by Matt Black. Our theme song is by the ever-wonderful Charlie P.S. This episode featured Cole Weavers as Mother Cyprian, Dr. Avery, and Jacob. Mike LeBeau as Paul Collins, and Harlan Guthrie as Garrett Franklin. To find additional information or join our Patreon to support the show and receive ad-free episodes, visit our website at thetownwhispers.com. Rate and review us online. Tweet us at The Town Whispers. Join us on Discord by clicking the link in the description. Visit us on Facebook or email us at thetownwhispers@pulpaudio.ca. The Town Whispers is a serialized horror podcast produced by Pulp Audio, distributed by Callum Doherty of the Rusty Quill Network, and licensed under Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike 4.0 International License. I got the ghost of you inside of my head. What I'm supposed to do, the blood has been shed. He got a dark past in a soul that's unfair.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.